How do you talk about possible futures without making them sound like certain futures? How do you talk about the what if without guessing and pretending you know it? And there are good answers to that question. First, make clear to people what you know and what you don't know. Second, describe for people the level of confidence that you have about things, so that you're not creating this dichotomy where you're either certain or completely ignorant. There are some things you know for sure. There are some things you think are highly probable, but you're not absolutely sure. There are some things you think are more likely than not, but it wouldn't shock you if you were wrong. And there are some things where you have very little knowledge at all. And you want to distinguish those levels when talking to people. You want to talk about your worst case, and you want to talk about your most probable case. And you want to make it absolutely clear that they're not the same. So you wind up learning how to say to people, look, we think it's probably X or Y or Z. You know, we think X is the likeliest, but you know, we're not sure. Y and Z are real candidates. Y would be great. We really hope it turns out to be Y, because that's a fairly minor problem. Z is by far the worst of the three, and if it's Z, we're in for a long haul. X is in the middle, and X is the likeliest. But X, Y, and Z aren't the only options. We're also considering A and B and C and D. Those are options that we think are long shots. We think they're less likely than X and Y and Z. But we haven't ruled them out entirely. We have ruled out F, G, H, I, and J. We were looking at those for a while, but we're now very certain those are not true. That's complicated. That's more complicated than saying it's X, you know? And you don't dare say it's X, but you don't dare say we don't know what it is. We'll have a report in April either. You have to say it's probably X. It might be Y or Z. A, B, C, and D are also RANs.